Dynamical ejector of neutron star merges with nucleonic weak processes to kilonova emission, by Oliver Just et al. The majority of existing results for the kilonova or macronova emission from material ejected during a neutron star NS merger is based on quasi one-zone models or manually constructed toy model ejector configurations. In this study, we present a kilonova analysis of the material ejected during the first 10 milliseconds of a NS merger, called dynamical ejector, using directly the outflow trajectories from general relativistic smooth particle hydrodynamics simulations, including a sophisticated neutrino treatment and the corresponding nucleosynthesis results, which have been presented in part 1 of this study. We employ a multidimensional two-moment radiation transport scheme with approximate M1 closure to evolve the photon field and use a heuristic prescription for the opacities found by calibration with atomic physics-based reference results. We find that the photosphere is generically ellipsoidal but augmented with small-scale structure and produces emission that is about 1.5 to 3 times stronger towards the pole than the equator. The kilonova typically peaks after 0.7 to 1.5 days in the near-infrared frequency regime with luminosities between 3 to 7 x 10 to the power of 40 ERGs and at photospheric temperatures of 2.2 to 2.8 times 10 to the 3 K. A softer equation of state or higher binary mass asymmetry leads to a longer and brighter signal. Significant variations of the light curve are also obtained for models with artificially modified electron fractions, emphasizing the importance of a reliable neutrino transport modeling. None of the models investigated here, which only consider dynamical ejector, produces a transient as bright as at 2017 GFO. The near-infrared peak of our models is incompatible with the early blue component of at 2017 GFO. This was Dynamical Ejector of Neutron Star Mergers with Nucleonic Weak Processes to kilonova emission, by Oliver Just et al.